last week, Dr. Brand, we discussed a package in the Austin American-Statesman about Texas and increased expenses on intercollegiate athletics. During the week, it dawned on me that the first thing we talked about was how much money Texas is spending on some of its student-athletes. And it's not just Texas. Our institutions spend a lot of money to support their student-athletes. What's up with this?
Well, it was reported that Texas spends on average $200,000 on each student-athlete. I don't know the figures, but you would think that in some sports, perhaps football, the expenditures are larger. In other sports, they may be smaller. That's a great deal of money to be spent on each student-athlete. What's being spent on? Well, clearly the scholarship and academic support, but also athletic training, the training table, travel, coaching. So these student-athletes, deservedly, are receiving a great deal of support. I find that fascinating because many of the critics of college sports say that most student-athletes, at most they're getting is a scholarship. Well, the package they get is actually a lot larger.
And that package is not something that a student in the regular student body will ever have an opportunity to truly get, that type of support.
Not to that level. Of course, you're talking about academic support. If you're a freshman who is not an athlete, you're going to have academic support available to you. So actually, tuition, most people don't understand, only pays a fraction of the cost to university. Sometimes it's only a third of what it costs to send someone to university, all things considered. So universities subsidize the general student body too, but not to the same extent they subsidize student athletes. In particular, all the athletic activities are subsidized, and there are expenses attached to that.
Those supporters of the pay-for-play model, which you and I both know goes against the principles of amateurism that intercollegiate athletics is founded on, those supporters, do you think that they actually understand how much money goes into supporting one student-athlete?
I don't know if they understand or not, but for some of them at least, I believe they don't care. Because their issue really is to professionalize collegiate sports. Whether they want to create a union for the student-athletes, whether they want to drive collegiate sports off campus by making it professional, whether they just want to allow a small handful, and I mean a very small handful, to get a lot of money and the hell with everyone else, I don't know what their motivation is. But the fact of the matter is I don't think this would matter a great deal to them because they have ulterior motives in trying to professionalize college sports.
All right, well, we don't usually go back to the well here, but this is an interesting topic. Dr. Brand, thanks so much.
My pleasure.